This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Same to you, punk.
Hope yours, punk.
Oh, my God. Today, I have nothing on the calendar.
What?
This is my one day this week.
Well, I can help you with
that. No. Oh, no, no.
Lucky.
No, I'm so... Yesterday was just crazy, and the rest of the week is going to be crazy, and boom.
You were busy. I was busy till, I want to say, 5-something last night.
Oh, yeah?
I ate dinner, and then I just left.
What do you mean you left?
I just left up to my room, and I shut the door, and I stayed in my room until I went to bed.
Oh.
And I even slept in the other room.
Oh, my God.
And they left you alone?
They had to. They didn't. I was like, Dad's coming undone. You guys are killing him.
Oh, you said that?
Well, no. I said it to the missus, but not the... I mean, the kids can't hear that. They won't understand.
We're killing you.
Undone?
What does this mean?
I had to get back and get the car off to the... And then go to the piano, and then...
Oh. How's the piano?
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Don't
I sat
in
the van,
right.
But
no, that's good. Right.
You know.
I do.
There I am in the van waiting. Stop it, Bryn.
Thank you, Bryn. I forgot about that. I was just gonna say I was gonna accept van, but you've reminded me that Vinny drives a minivan.
I'll tell you what. Waiting around for stuff in that thing's nice.
I bet. You know, it's a comfy
car. I'm in
car.
A back seat, reclining a little bit. I don't stay in the. Why would I stay where the steering wheel is?
Right. And why would you stay in the front? People can see in. They'll see that you're in there. They'll be like, oh, my God, that's Vinny. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, are you Vinny?
Oh, they'll van jack you.
Get out of the car. Get out of your awesome minivan. I got to steal this thing.
So I raced back from there and then had to skateboard up to the place where my car was being repaired.
Is close enough to your house you can skateboard over?
Well, I wouldn't call it close, but what else was I going to do?
I don't know. Get an Uber. There's plenty of
Get an
of
Uber. I don't have Uber.
Oh, my God. It would take you 1 minute to get Uber.
I don't
want to
get Uber.
Okay, get Lyft.
I don't want to get Lyft.
How about taxi? Ask someone for a ride. Anything. Right. Oh,
it's Santa Cruz taxi.
Oh, my God.
Scotts Valley taxi. Merit taxi.
Anyway, the point is, then I skateboarded over. I got my car. It was a nail. Was in my tire. That's what it was. So
yeah, your girl sent a picture of it?
Yeah. I had it before I even left here yesterday.
Mm.
She went and looked and goes, yep, there's your culprit.
You know, I had a dream I had a flat last night, and I'm wondering, because Bryn had a flat last week, Vinny had a flat this week. Like, we're bound to get flats, you said. Clearly,
my
it's our time.
My husband always gets flats.
Always?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, you know, the nail was not stuck in this one. So when I arrived, Sarah heard it going...
Oh, yeah. It was
hardcore. I got the indication light at the garage. Luckily, I got here. So I pulled in, and it was just full on going out.
So what, you don't think it happened in the garage?
I think it happened on one of these turns, like, just as I was approaching the building, which is awesome. Like, not awesome, but...
At least you're close to something.
That's one of those pranks people pull. They think it's funny. I'll throw nails into the street and watch everybody suffer.
Why does anybody think that's funny?
Yeah.
That's because if you're a pedestrian, well, let me ask you this. If you're a pedestrian, why do you give me the stink eye when I'm stopped at the crosswalk?
Yeah.
I'm stopped for you.
Time.
Yeah, you know what's
slowly
funny, too? Those are probably the same people that are yelling at people to hurry up across a crosswalk. I've noticed that.
I always say thank you. When someone stops for me, I go, thank you.
Me too. I always like wave. Hi.
Thank you.
You know,
that just could. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'll cross the street for those really slowly. It's funny because I notice that people do this, and I just, you know, my husband, I'll just use him as, I'm going to throw him under the bus right now. Like, he is the most aggressive driver. And when people are sauntering across the street, he's like, oh, my God, look at this guy. He's just taking his time going across the street. And then we go to cross the street, like, to go over to Whole Foods, and he's just like, I bitching the people in the thing and just sauntering.
I bitching.
Whatever. I don't know what to say. And then and I'm like, come on, hurry up. Let's go. And I, you know, I always like semi-jog across the street.
Too,
I'm hurrying. I'm sorry that I'm blocking the crosswalk. I get that we're all sharing the road here. But he's the a-hole in the crosswalk and the a-hole doing the stink eye to the guy in the crosswalk.
He's just an a-hole.
He's an a-hole.
Yes. Well, anyway, I don't know why people would do that. It's but something that's done.
Yeah.
And maybe not. Maybe it was a tradesman who had a box of nails fall out of his car. Who knows?
Yeah.
Either way, if he got a nail and I got a nail, then it's somewhere around these streets.
It's all
here.
The construction that's going on here.
Right.
Maybe.
One block away. It's all crazy.
It's the road. You know, it would seem like by now they'd have come up with some way to make a tire impervious to that. I mean, really?
Well, the run flats, you can go 50 miles.
What's a run flat?
The run flat tires, where if you get punctured,
is that
you can go, well, they say on the commercials 50 miles, and my husband certainly has gone 50 miles in his run flats.
Oh, boy.
They feel harder, though, Brent. His car feels...
bumpier.
Yeah, mm-hmm. bumpier. Like, right. I'm always like, I hate taking his car out. Yeah.
Cause it just, my boobs hurt.
I do. I do this when he drives in his car, because it's just so... bumpy.
I drove my car on the 11 PSI tire to the place to get it fixed.
Oh.
Doing less than 10 with both the hazards on and just come on by me. Yeah. Come on.
Right. I got a problem here.
I'm only going, I went, I think it's a mile and a half or whatever it was down the road.
Right.
I'm just, come on by me. It's the middle of the day.
Anybody honk or anything?
No, everyone was fine. Mm. But when I pulled up, the guy goes, "You drove." So what was the term he used?
What
he
was goes, I gonna do
on the rim?
Well, yeah. No, there's like a hot spot that will happen to the tire if it drives on a flat, and you basically ruin the tire.
Oh.
But it wasn't completely flat, and I drove slow enough. He's like, "All right,
looked okay.
You barely
looks
made
good.
It.
Yeah, it looks good." So
you just rolled it along. You might as well have been pushing it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Got it done.
Yeah.
Got the kid to piano, got the car fixed.
Man, I had an air compressor in my car, too, I could have lent you. I had the little worms, little plugs, and the air compressor.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to drive that all the way here?
Well, no, I mean to drive it to
his house.
To the tire guy.
Oh.
You know?
I didn't think I had enough of that.
Just a little bit.
But when I got home, you know, there was my mom like, "What can I do, honey? How can I help?"
Mom.
That's adorable. Oh, that's why you got to go to bed early, because Nona's there, too.
Like, right.
That, so it wasn't like you were just like, "F you, those are yours,
no,
you keep them."
No.
You do.
Although that is, I mean, that is essentially what I did, but no one is there.
Yeah. What time, so you guys ate early?
5.
Yeah, we are now, my aim time is 3:30 for dinner now, which is...
Nice.
It's, well, when it happens, it's nice. Yesterday we ate at 4, though, so I was done at 4. I was like, oh my God, this is so great.
Nona made...
Done at 4:30.
Beef stroganoff.
Ooh, yum. I love beef stroganoff.
I love beef stroganoff.
With the you big guys do? The egg noodles?
I love it. John doesn't like it, so I never make it. Once I made it, but then I had to make him a separate dinner.
Oh, fun.
But, oh, I love that.
I know. There's something about, what is it, sour cream you
it's
put in there?
Yeah, I mean, you can just take
so good.
Butter and sour cream and stick them on your back biscuits, because that's what that meal is. But
well,
you know,
you might as well at least enjoy ingesting them before you stick them on your back biscuits.
Yeah.
Beef stroganoff
is
delicious.
You've ever had that?
It looks like I have, but I don't know. I don't
it's
know
good.
If I have.
Well, I made it in the crock pot before. How did she make it?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Good. Leave it and
just let it cook all day, huh? Mm-hmm.
My mouth is watering just staring at this picture.
It's
really good.
It has a really specific taste to it, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess if you just didn't like that specific taste, I love beef stroganoff. It's delish.
Yeah. Well, it's not something
the noodles and mushrooms.
The kids ate it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not something that you come across. I've ever, actually, unless, like, I've only had it because my mom will make it.
You know, that's so funny. I don't think I've ever seen it on a menu. I think my husband's made it a couple times, but my mom, that was a regular at my house.
Like
that and chicken cacciatore.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Which I don't even know if I know what real chicken cacciatore is. Like, my mom just, like, would put a can of ragu into a thing and just drop the chicken into it or something like that.
Ragu?
Yeah. So I don't, because someone
can,
else.
Not just ragu, Vinny, a can.
A jar
of ragu.
What
jar
is she, a bachelor?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Like, it would be with noodles.
Oh, Ellie.
Noodles, I know.
Make your sauce, honey.
She definitely had a, well, you know, those are the days when you just open the jar, you know? Mm-hmm. These days, our palates are all so much more refined. Oh, I must have a can of crushed tomatoes and all my special ingredients.
True, we have become experts.
Yeah, I guess. Thanks.
Well,
Pinterest.
Everything is so, it's just everything is so overdone.
Yeah.
Yeah, rice. Just make rice. What is the...
No, you got to put a little bit... You have to zest a lemon into that. And cook it. Don't cook it in water. Cook it in chicken broth. You know. It's nice, though. It's good.
Wow.
The broth with less salt.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Reduced sodium. Yes. Exactly.
So well, I watched... what did I do? I watched my... one of my sports shows. I watched a little bit of football. I watched...
This is in your room when you're secreted away?
Right. Bob Hart's Abishola.
Oh! How's that? That looks so
it's
cute.
It's super cute. I mean, it's...
Did it just... It just started, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a sitcom starring Gina Yashere, who I met because she sat right there. I'd never seen her before in my life.
Yeah.
And I have found her to just be delightful, and she's someone to root for.
She's not Abishola, though, is she?
No.
She's like Abishola's friend?
Oh, I thought she was.
No, she's like...
Name.
Actually, she's one of the writers... And she's a character on the show, and what I learned through following her on Instagram is her character on the show was not necessarily going to stay.
Oh.
And she's since announced that her character will be on.
Oh.
So she's the comic relief friend.
Yeah.
And she's funny, so of course she is, you know?
Does Bob have a friend, too? Is there someone that...
Bob is the guy from the show Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly.
So he's already had
Billy Gardell is his name. He's great.
So he's had a long run, you know, on TV prior to this.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's cute. I watched it and
What did you follow that for? How did that happen? You just actually watching broadcast television?
No, because I'm a fan of hers.
Oh. Specifically looked for the Gina Yashere.
Yeah. I like her.
Mm. She liked you, too. You guys bonded over your whole germaphobe thing.
She's really someone, like, to me, I understand comics who tour. Their lives are, and she's... clearly tortured by the hotel travel. That's one of the things we bonded on, as you were just in the middle of saying.
Hotels. Who here hates them?
Right.
Gina and Vinny.
But so, you know, 10, 12 years of touring.
To Vinny Hart, Yashere.
And you know what? I think Marcus is the one that told us this. I guess Chuck Lorre wanted to do a show about Nigerians and looked up online on Google funny Nigerians, and Gina Yashere came up, and he reached out and said, let's do a show.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even know who she was. Yeah.
Wow. Is there a better, like, kiss from heaven than that? That you're just the one name that pops up? Mm-hmm.
That is a lightning strike.
Yeah.
Good.
No question.
God.
I want to do a show about Nigerians.
Let's see.
Let's see what I can get.
Yeah.
Oh, Gina Yashere. All right.
So, anyway, I watched it and then said, okay, bedtime. Lights out, 7-something.
Oh, good.
I had to.
I was in bed. Another nice thing about eating early is that, you know, then I just get done what I have to get done. Right. 6:30, I'm like, what?
I know what you mean.
I don't know. Just get it all done, get in bed.
I know what you mean.
What do you mean? I'm not in anything.
Well, you're not?
No, what are you talking about?
You're not getting laid before you go to bed?
No, I'm not getting laid.
What?
No, it's not happening.
You just said get done what you got to get done.
Yeah, the things I got to lay out my clothes. I got to be on the internet
loud.
For a little
what
while.
What is wrong with you?
What are you winking for then, Sarah?
Yeah.
I'm not winking. What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture.
Picture of what?
Of you guys.
Why?
Because I love you.
We love you too. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with that? Did you just capture my soul?
I'm going to get you guys naked. Is there an app for that?
Probably. Right? God, your face on a hot body.
What would these people look like naked?
If you really want to know, I mean, I'll just show you. I mean, if it's
okay,
a
we all do.
No, I'm talking to you, that only.
All right, go.
I'll take you in the bathroom.
Make sure you get this. Go ahead.
No, it's not going to happen in the studio. That would be a private moment between you, Zet, and me.
All right.
Come on! Show the people! Give them what they want!
And another thing!
Whose is that? Is that Vinny going,
no,
or me?
I'm doing it live.
Oh, you were doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, you keep giving us that look.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not giving you any look.
Yeah,
no look being given.
Stop it.
I'm not giving those looks.
You're not?
No, I'm not. Oh my God! What is happening? Really?
Oh, that was me.
Yeah,
that was your throat, you gurgler.
Okay,
Okay.
I would own it if it was me. That was you.
Oh, my God.
And like he went like this right in. Oh, Vaughn, did you happen to catch that on the video?
Oh, Vaughn.
Big. Oh, Vin.
Oh, he said,
Vaughn,
no, I didn't get it. Oh,
all right.
Vaughn. Well, I'm sure it was on me, and Boys I was like, Club. Blah, 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 while you did it. So. God, trying to hide who
you know,
did
your
that
mom
thing.
Would not be proud of that.
She would not be proud of that. You're right.
Yeah. Why, would you get in trouble for burping at your house?
No. But, you know, I mean, she raised three boys, but she tried to, you know.
Pound with some manners into you.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, I told you this the other day. Like, I don't, your sister-in-law was talking about your brother.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, God, he's so, I don't know why guys want to do that around their wives, but I want my wife to want to bone me. I wouldn't want her to be like, that guy's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want that.
Well, yeah, that's why you have to work humor into it.
How's it funny to be all?
It's just funny if you. No, it can be funny. Oh well, Jesus! I mean, that actually isn't funny.
Well, she said he's disgusting.
No, he's, you know what's funny about my brother is like, if I burp or if one of my kids burps, he's like, oh God, that's gross, and then he fart. I'm like, oh my God, are you? He like actually gets offended if someone burps, but then he goes and farts. Well, we all have our things, right?
Well, it only took 9 minutes before we mentioned the F word today. So,
oh, farting. Oh, good. Yeah. So it was like a record for us.
So we're done with that, right?
Okay. I mean, I suppose we could be done with it. So anyway, today I think we started
gonna be
this
a
whole
good day.
Thing.
Tuesday.
It's going to be like the greatest day. Like I have nothing on my plate at all today. Oh my God, knock wood. Because you know how when you say stuff like that, then all of a sudden the universe just goes.
Well, I can take you surfing with me
if you want to
go.
No, thanks. Thank you. That actually sounds super fun. And it's not that I wouldn't want to spend a day with you. I have no interest in surfing because of my fear of the ocean.
Oh.
So, no thanks. I really love just breathing air and not, you know, having like.
On land.
Right. On the land.
I have the same feeling, though, about today. My fingers are crossed. The board's in the car. Mm-hmm. I was loading it last night while I was grousing about all the crap I had to do to people.
I know. Yesterday was just
getting out of here.
I'm gonna packed with crap.
Surfing tomorrow.
Oh,
bastards! Punks.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. Your mom's
grinding
there.
Grinding me to smithereens.
You can take your time.
Oh well, we'll see. I mean, if the wind is blowing, it's over.
Oh, it was windy yesterday.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll see.
Actually, it's supposed to be chilly today. Which
it was freezing where I was.
It's finally cooling off.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
That's this morning.
Oh, yeah. This morning was like around 45 at my house, which is actually way colder than it has been.
Yeah, it's finally cooling off.
Yeah. Well, it's finally starting to act like fall. Although, isn't it supposed to get warmer as the week goes on?
Yeah, it is. But not incredible like last week. Maybe
no
inland.
No triple digits?
Low 80s.
Oh.
Inland.
Right. Well, look, I can tell you, you know. That means 75 for us. Fine. I'm totally down with that.
I could do that.
You're fine, huh?
Doable. 75 and sunny. Who could ask for anything less or
There's
more?
There's a problem connecting. Get over here and connect, would you?
Come on. Don't try to connect to the internet here. What are you insane?
I know.
Not happening.
I don't even try anymore.
All right. Kate, look at us. Look, we're going early. We waited 9 minutes before we said anything about farts.
Oh, come on. You said the F word again.
I'm recapping. Okay? Oh, my God. We cannot make that promise. God, use that. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.